Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is enforcing the Measure S cannabis excise tax with an initial batch of cultivation permit revocations for those who owe back tax and haven't entered into payment plans. Of 22 revocations before the board at its March 11th meeting, 21 were approved, with one permit left out because no cannabis was cultivated on the property it applies to. Farmers had until March 31st, 2024, to enter into back tax payment plans with the county and have until March 31st of this year to fully pay debts. Planning Director John Ford said holders of the permits up for revocation could have avoided the action by entering into payment plans last year.
So what this group of permit holders represents are permit holders who did not enter into a payment plan. They did not pay taxes. They owe the Planning and Building Department for processing their permits. Within this group, there are 21 expired state licenses and one revoked state licenses. These permit holders have all been suspended since April 20th, 2024. And so I want to just pause here to make a clear distinction. There is a discussion on what to do with people who entered into a payment plan. That's the March 25th discussion, because many of them were not able to completely pay off their major S tax obligations. This group of 22 did not even put in the effort to enter into a payment plan.
There will be another batch of revocations to consider on March 25th, along with discussion on how to handle those who fail to meet the March 31st debt payment deadline. During a public comment period, Sheriff Billy Hansel supported revoking the permits.
This board and our county has bent over backwards to try and bring people into compliance with the law. Sometimes you have to draw the line. And this is the line finally that we've drawn that says, hey, 22 permits can be revoked. And I would encourage you to revoke these permits. We have done all that we can do to try and bring people into compliance. And I'm pretty sure you guys will do that today. But this also sends a clear message to the people that are abiding by the law and paying their permits and paying their fees and are doing everything and they're sacrificing because they understand what it takes to be in compliant with the law. And we're rewarding those people by revoking these permits.
In this exchange between Supervisor Rex Bone and Ford, the status of the properties related to the revocations and next steps by the county were discussed.
John, and we haven't inspected these properties at all, have we?
Probably a good portion we've inspected.
Are they fallow? Is there people living at them or not? Or are these...
Yeah, they should all be fallow at this point. We'll continue to verify that. The next stage is really to notify the permit holder and property owner that since there's no longer a cannabis permit on the property, that the ordinance requires that all the cannabis infrastructure be removed.
And then with that, where are they at with their property taxes? Do we follow up and, I mean, get a sense of we're sending out registered mail to somebody that no longer exists? Have they not paid their property tax for the last 2-3 years too?
That's not something we've looked at. We can begin to look.
Would that be a tool that could be handy to see where they're at?
It could be to determine whether or not they're even there.
But intent, yeah. Okay.
The total Measure S debt of the 21 revocations amounts to $343,000. In addition, the Planning Department is owed a total of $64,000 in processing and administrative fees, plus fees for the staff time involved in preparing the revocations for the board hearing. Supervisors unanimously approved the revocations. According to a written staff report, most of the revoked permits are for cultivation areas under 10,000 square feet. The revocations stem from board action taken in October of 2023, when planning staff was directed to pursue payment of Measure S tax debts. At that time, the total amount of Measure S taxes owed to the county was $14 million. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.